Television executive Richard Plepler, who has steered HBO as co-president, then chairman and CEO since 2007, abruptly stepped down last night. Under his leadership, HBO has won more than 160 Emmys and created hit shows such as Game of Thrones, Girls, and Big Little Lies. Now, news comes 8 months after HBO's parent company was purchased by AT&T. For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Variety's executive TV editor Daniel Holloway. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Now, we're seeing headlines like end of a television era, and Mr. Plepler is being described as one of the stewards of the golden age of television. Exactly how influential has he been?
I think it's difficult to overstate how influential HBO has been under Plepler. HBO sort of redefined original television programming with The Sopranos in the early 2000s. When that show came to a close, it was a really critical time for HBO. They did not have a lot of stuff on the same level as The Sopranos in the programming pipeline. Plepler and former executive Michael Lombardo took over as co-presidents in 2007. And that starting about around then was when we really saw much of the shows that have defined what you just called the golden era of television begin to come out of HBO. First and foremost is Game of Thrones, which is the most successful series in the history of the service, but also shows like Veep, Silicon Valley, Succession, Westworld. These are programs that have racked up multiple Emmys, that have sort of defined an era in which television sort of came to cultural primacy over film, and these shows are what made it happen.
Do we have any idea why he is leaving, and why so suddenly?
Yeah, we do, actually. As you mentioned, AT&T bought Time Warner, which is HBO's parent company, last year, and HBO was a big reason that AT&T bought Time Warner. There was a lot of feeling at the time that they wouldn't do a whole lot to mess with HBO because it was sort of the crown jewel. But what appears to be happening is that AT&T really wants to integrate HBO into the other Time Warner brands, specifically Turner Broadcasting, which is TNT, TBS, and some other smaller brands, and a new streaming service that it plans to launch to compete with Netflix. In the process of doing that, Plepler was positioned to lose a great deal of the autonomy that HBO has enjoyed over the years, and which Time Warner provided us. AT&T wanted to be much more hands-on, and that's just not the way that HBO has been run for decades. And I think it created a situation where Plepler and his bosses at AT&T could no longer coexist.
Do you think that this will have an impact on the quality of shows that have been coming out of HBO?
I think that there's a good chance that we're going to see a much different HBO in the years to come. They're going to increase the volume of programming by a lot. Before he left, Plepler greenlighted a bunch of shows that they already had in development. But the entire process by which HBO develops and greenlights shows is about to change, and it's going to be under new leadership. And by benefit of that, it's almost certain that HBO is going to look a lot different in terms of the complexion of its programming in the future than it does now.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That's Variety's executive TV editor, Daniel Holloway.